The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.
Lynn Boylan, the Sinn Féin MEP, has suggested that Ireland should boycott next year's Eurovision in Israel. Following on, many people have suggested this in recent months, including former Eurovision winner Charlie McGettigan and others such as Senator Francis Black and Christy Moore and the former RTE broadcaster Mike Murphy. But Lynn Boylan, you have a new reason this week for wanting the boycott. What is it?
Well, I think it's the vote that took place in the Knesset, which is clearly it's an apartheid vote.
Explain what happened in the vote for people who aren't familiar with it.
Well, so with the vote is that now the Arab language has been denigrated. It's no longer an official language. It's now recognised as Jewish-only settlements. So it's a clear violation of the rights of the Palestinian people who live within Israel. I mean, and if it was in any other country and you were to replace the word Jewish with, for example, white, and that you have white-only settlements, this is apartheid, and it's an apartheid act that was passed in the Knesset, and I think now it's completely untenable that Ireland would send an act to take place in the Eurovision in 2019.
Okay, let's bring in Owen Murphy, entertainment editor for the Irish Daily Mail and Mail on Sunday. What are the chances, do you reckon, of RT taking this growing criticism and deciding not to send a contestant to next year's Eurovision?
Well, I think they'd love to, for a start, considering how much it costs them, but I don't think they will. I think that they will see it as an obligation which they've had over the years, and it's probably a bit late to be cherry-picking which Eurovisions you will and will not boycott, because, you know, in general, some of the countries that have hosted the Eurovision over the years have had terrible histories with human rights. And
give us some examples.
Well, you've got the Ukraine in 2016, Azerbaijan, which I was at in Baku in 2011, where they literally railroaded settlements and rebuilt the Crystal Palace on them. They built two walls in from the airport, so none of the people coming in could see the poverty there. Then you had Turkey in 2003 when they occupied Cyprus. And then, like, you could even go so far back as the UK in 1997 when, you know, there was trouble in the north. So I don't think you can cherry-pick which ones you go for and which you don't.
Those countries don't have a campaign actively calling for people to boycott events in Israel in solidarity with the Palestinian people. It's a peaceful movement and it's an act of solidarity with them. So this is a movement that's out there. So the other countries you refer to, and there are human rights violations in lots of countries across the world, but there is an active campaign calling for boycotts of events taking place in Israel. And Ireland has, you know, we have a long, proud history in terms of taking a stand against apartheid in South Africa. We need to now step up to the plate and show our solidarity for the Palestinian people and not go to Israel in 2019. And it's also interesting because I've put in a number of freedom of information requests to RTE. In the last 3 years, Israel have been on a propaganda assault, basically bringing out acts, Eurovision acts, out to Israel in advance of the Eurovision, and basically bringing them around, showing them the sights of Israel, clearly just the sights of the one community out there, and it's an all-expenses-paid trip. And Ireland is one of the very few countries that have actually participated in that Israel-calling propaganda campaign in advance of Eurovision.
Okay, but Lynn, are other countries around Europe thinking of boycotting the Eurovision, or is Ireland going to be on its own in doing so if we do so?
There are a number of countries who have made the calls. Iceland were very quick out of the market to campaign for it. I mean, the point is, we're not long after the Eurovision, so the movement now across the EU, certainly from my colleagues in Europe, is that they are now actively campaigning on the ground in their own countries to call on their national broadcaster, because it is the national broadcaster who sends the acts over to the Eurovision, to boycott the Eurovision in Israel. And I mean, when you talk about people say, oh, keep politics out of art or keep politics out of entertainment, on the night that Israel won the Eurovision, they made it very political in calling for the Eurovision to be held in Jerusalem in 2019.
Owen Murphy, of course, the head of the European Broadcasting Union is Irish, isn't he?
Yeah, but absolutely. But I still think that if they want to make a statement that this is the wrong way of going about it, I think all you have to do is look at last year's entry, which was from Ireland, and Ryan O'Shaughnessy, and how he delivered a political message, but in the right way, insofar as his song, which was an expression of love, and he launched and love through any capacity, and his his video and his performance on stage by two same-sex dancers, which absolutely created an unbelievable stir. China decided not to broadcast the performance on the first night and lost the rights to it as a result. And he did more good by actually taking up the opportunity to go on stage, perform and deliver that message.
Are you suggesting so that our entry for the Eurovision next year should be a pro-Palestinian song?
I think that if you really wanted to make a difference, that would be the way to go.
Well, I think if Ryan wanted to make a statement, he could have done it when he went out as part of the Israel Calling propaganda tour, and he could have made a statement there, or he could have gone and met with some of the Palestinian organisations and some of the Jewish organisations in Israel who are deeply uncomfortable with the direction that the Israeli state is taking. I mean, even today you've had the president of the largest Jewish organisation in the United States saying that this was an unnecessary step taken by Israel in terms of its democracy. I mean, we cannot stand over a situation where you now have in law a sectarian law that discriminates against one minority that lives in that state and basically says that we are now going to exclude you from living where you want to live. Your language is no longer recognised. And I mean, I've been to Palestine. I've seen that the Palestinians who live within Israel are already discriminated against. This now enshrines it in law. And I just don't think that Ireland should be a country that associates itself, given our own history, associates itself with such a sectarian act.
OK, I'm going to put it out to listeners at 087-4100-102. Do you believe that we should take a political decision not to participate in Eurovision in protest at the latest move by the Israeli government to copper fasten discrimination within the Israeli state?
The Last Word with Matt Cooper on Today FM.